This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. As we discuss Kellen Moore, is it a big deal that the Eagles will need another offensive coordinator and that he is officially gone as the head coach of the New Orleans? He's gone, and he's probably taking some Eagles coaches with him. There was some stories that he was going to interview Christian Parker, their defensive backs coach, to be their defensive coordinator down there. Also an interview coming up for Doug Nussmeier to be the offensive coordinator. He's the quarterbacks coach here. So there's more that are probably coming down the pike here for the Eagles to lose along with Kellen Moore. I think it's a big deal. A lot of people do not. Where do you come down? And the Phillies, your first thought, first take on a new lineup. It sounds like the Phillies, we'll talk to David Caney, who's down there in Clearwater at 1, it's almost like they're slow rolling this out. It's like a soft launch. They're trying to get us used to the idea. They're going to change this lineup. I think it's going to be Turner, Harper, and then either Bohm, Schwarber, or Schwarber, Bohm when this season starts. Do you like the idea? Hugh and Kyle are up to the idea of doing something. I don't like it. I'd rather keep Schwarber in the leadoff spot. Where do you come down? 215-592-949. Let's go to the phones, and then we got to play for you some of the best. The Eagles released some of the best speeches of the night before the Super Bowl. The players talking among themselves and getting up and giving some speeches before they went and played that game. Let's grab Kenny in the Dirty 30. Kenny!
Kenny!
No longer call me Kenny. I want you to call me a man of leisure.
A man of leisure.
That's not a problem.
I would do that.
Yeah. Well, because we're all men of leisure, because we have a defense, and apparently that's a luxury. So we are men of leisure.
Apparently, yeah. I mean, some people think that, at least.
It is a luxury.
Did you watch?
And
the Super Bowl would tell us it's not. It's a total necessity.
It is a luxury.
And if it's a luxury, then we're luxurious, and I'm loving every minute of it, and it's just great. So I'm just been so happy. Every day since the Super Bowl, I wear Eagle stuff everywhere. Everybody's still saying, go Birds. And no matter what Joe tries to drum up with offensive coordinators in the Phillies lineup, I am not listening because I'm just happy. I'm so happy. There's nothing you can do to change that. And that's just a great feeling, everybody. I hope you're still feeling it because just go Birds.
Kenny, we appreciate it. And you can still be happy. I'm not trying to get anyone to not be happy. Be happy for as long as you want. The Eagles won the Super Bowl. I mean, the celebration doesn't stop, but also the reality of the team doesn't stop, right? Like, when I watch that parade and listen to the speeches on Friday, Hugh, I sense the team that feels they've arrived as a franchise. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we heard Jeff Lurie say, let's win a third, right? So to win a third, you gotta get your ducks in a row here.
Yeah, it's like crack. For lack of a better way of saying it, once you start smoking, you want to keep that high going, and that's what kind of winning kind of is. I know it was a bad analogy.
I wasn't ready.
It's like a great hot.
It was poignant for the moment.
I'm not sure.
Just work with me. Just work with me.
Is poignant your word of the week?
Yeah, poignant. I get it. I'm gonna work with that one. Yeah.
Word of the week. Last week ambiguity, and this week we are at poignant. So,
but in fact, it wasn't ambiguity. It was we still don't know what exactly it was.
Ambiguity. That's what I was looking
ambiguity,
for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we were trying to get to.
Yeah, that's not what we got. Though.
No, I butchered that. I butchered that.
How far into the word did you realize you were going off the tracks?
Oh, no, when I leaned into it, I lean all the way in. Do you think that I care about what people think about the words that come out of my mouth? I do it every day.
No, I know that. But sometimes you could save it. Like, we stumble over a word.
Nah. I just had to let it fly. When it came out, I was like,
"No, Hugh doesn't save it. He drowns in it."
No, it's just like, and Spike looking at me, he was looking like, "What the hell?" But he knew what I meant, or he knew what I was trying to say.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, not everyone speaks Hugh.
you do
a good job of
getting it out. Who named what I was trying to say this morning? Ross Tucker. And I couldn't remember his name.
He's the Princeton guy.
That was just disrespectful. I mean, we have him on the show every week.
No. And Ross, if you're listening, I apologize, but sometimes these thoughts in my head, they run at a mile a minute. 100 miles an hour, and I just forgot, just that quick.
Yeah, that wasn't even on the air, though. It was just a regular conversation.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, it was bad.
All right, let's grab Joe in Mayfair. What's up, Joe?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Always a pleasure listening to the show. It's really
Joe.
Good. And, you know, 10 days of being on a major high and still going to be on the high, like Kenny said, but before I get to the Eagles, I'll go to the Phillies lineup. I don't agree with any of the lineup they've done. I want guys at the top of the lineup to hit the ball to both sides of the field. Both look at pitches. Both are contact hitters. And I would go Stott, Boehm, 1-2. And then Harper, 3. Nick, 4. Schwarber, 5. Turner, 6. You got to take pressure off Turner. He's not the top of the guy. You can't count him all the time. But Stott and Boehm take a lot of pitches and are contact hitters and hit the ball to both sides. And then they get on base, and then you let your big guys go up there and hunt.
So, Joe, I wouldn't mind what you're saying, and I'm with you on Turner. Like, I'd rather him lower than higher, but they're going to do the opposite.
The money.
Yeah, well, and they're hoping, right? They're just still hoping they could save what they thought he would be. The only thing I would say about the Stott thing, and I saw some stuff yesterday that he was dealing with an elbow issue last year. He really was pretty poor the final 4 months. I still like him, Joe. I still believe in him. I think he's got a good approach to the plate, like you said. If he's what he was 2 years ago, then I think it could work. But if he's the way he was last year, you know, he didn't hit much the last 4 months of the season.
No, he was hurt. So, yeah. I mean, if he's healthy.
Yep.
And the problem with the Phillies real quick is it's what the Eagles did in 2023 is they pressed. They tried too hard, put tons of pressure on themselves, and they fell apart. The Eagles last year, and this is when we're talking with the Eagles now, the Eagles and Jalen Hurts put it all on him, and he was, you know, it hurt his soul. He put all the pressure on himself. Nick put all the pressure on himself, and then when you want to do everything on your own, your ego goes 100 miles an hour tops because no one can get through you. I'm the problem. I'm fixing it. That bye week, everybody put their ego in check. Everybody. Nick, Jalen, the team, they all got on the same page, and that's why they become as dominant as they did is because they all decided that, hey, we're going to take our role. It doesn't matter. We're all one. So I don't care if Kellen Moore left. Like, OG Wade was great on his call. Half the time Jalen, one-third to half the time Jalen checks or changes the play. You know, Stott calls the runs. Nick puts his input in. If you're going to elevate somebody, that means that they believe Jalen's taken a step to where he can have input. If they don't believe Jalen's ready yet to have more input, then you can't hire with him. You got to go out and get a Frank Reich or even a Dougie P or somebody who actually won't have an ego at the door, who will fit right in so it doesn't cause a big commotion or a big kaboom, like, I'm here to prove who I am. I don't care. It's my show. You can't have that coming in. So I agree. When listening to Hugh, Jalen did grow up. Because he stopped blaming himself a little bit each week, putting all that pressure of, like, not listening. And then when Saquon did Saquon week after week after week, that player took pressure off the rest of the team who felt the pressure the last 2 years of failure. Saquon wasn't here for the failure. He came here and he got out of failure. So that's where I look at it, is Saquon was the missing piece because he took all the pressure off of everybody on that team who wet the bed in 2023 and failed in the big game to bring home the chip. And that's why it all worked. No ego.
Well, and that's a huge part of it. And if that growing up he did, if he's that now and it carried over, then they're going to be fine. Joe, we appreciate the phone. Then they'll be fine. I mean, then it won't be as big of a deal as it was a couple years ago. But obviously it was. I mean, that's why they've been on this different thing. Every year is a different coordinator. All right, before we go back to the phones, let's hear from some of these guys. Jalen keeps coming up today. As he, of course he will. He's a Super Bowl MVP. Let's hear Jalen Hurts here with the team the night before the Super Bowl.
Last time being here, this changed my life. It changed my life and it changed my mentality and it changed everything. Because for so long, you know, I was seeking. What would I do when I got this moment again? What would I do when this opportunity met me again? On the biggest stage, everybody watched. And I didn't get benched. I put on a good show. And I couldn't have done that without you guys. But I left that so empty. Mm. It doesn't matter but winning. And when you talk about team sports and you talk about everything that we've gone through, that's been a mission this whole time. So, you know, for all the hard work and all everything that we've been able to do to this point, just take it one play at a time, let it come to you, and ask yourself how you want to be remembered.
That was deep.
It was. I mean, and it speaks to what they channeled for a couple years, specifically the quarterback. That loss 2 years ago was on them for 2 years.
Not only that, he channeled college when he said, I didn't get benched. Like, that's powerful.
It's been sitting in him for years.
Oh, my gosh. And for him to have that moment, and not only that, like, this is my petty radar when I hear stuff like that.
Uh-oh.
That petty radar go up. But he was basically in your face to a Tagovailoa. You know, I got benched for you. You got drafted high for me. And I've accomplished something that you haven't accomplished. That's that petty. That's petty right there. That's new level petty.
In your face,
I
who?
Respect that. Tua Tagovailoa. Tua Tagovailoa.
You just wanted me.
I caught that.
Look at that improvement.
But yeah, I'm just saying. He told Tua, kiss my ass. Nick Saban, kiss my ass. See, that's what he did.
I didn't even pick up on the Tua thing.
He said, well, I didn't get benched for it.
I thought about that, but I wasn't connecting the Tua dots.
Man, as a quarterbacks, they can't be, but they're probably worse than receivers as far as Devenham is concerned.
Well, you know why? There's only one that gets to play.
That's it.
Just one.
It's only one. And for him to sit there and go through all that ridicule and probably feel like, you know, he was the better quarterback and he got benched because he had a bad game, he just gave everybody everybody the middle finger.
Imagine the night that happened, right? I was watching it live when they benched Jalen for Tua in that game, Hugh. That if I had said that night, Jalen would unequivocally be a better NFL quarterback. Most people would have said, you're nuts. I mean, one guy's a better thrower, Saban benched him. You know, there's always those quarterback debates that happen every year. That's never one. Anyone with half a brain knows that Jalen is better than Tua. I mean, that's just like, that's obvious.
Kyle.
It's interesting, some of the parallels, too, between even Hurts in the NFL and the season he just had and what Tua's had at his disposal in the NFL, too. I mean, Waddle and Tyreek Hill.
Yep.
We have A.J. and Devontae. He had Vic Fangio as his defensive coordinator.
And they didn't like him.
He's had McDaniel, who I think most would say is a better play caller than what the Eagles have had.
Sure. And, I mean, think about the run game that he's had to boot. Like, yep. They had A-Chain and Mostert last year, who both were, like, ridiculous running the football. Not this past season, but the year before. And what, they go 11-6 and get bounced in the first round of the postseason?
And he's not bad, Tua, but he's just fine. He's just
he's not Jalen.
He's not as good as Jalen.
Yeah, I mean, definitely better than him at this point.
And part of that is, you know, obviously he's had a lot of injuries.
Sure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
His career, but like outside all of that, man, Jalen has proven everybody wrong.
Oh, there's no question. All right, let's get to let's play Saquon here. Saquon, night before the Super Bowl, his speech to the team.
I want to start by saying thank you to everyone in this room, and I just want to thank you guys
for get the dramatic music,
welcoming me in and showing so much love and so much support. I think you hear the common theme up here, right? And I think every single one of us bring up team. And as I watch film throughout the whole week, my confidence is even grow even more, and I hope you guys are feeling the same thing. These guys can't f*** with us. They really can't. I don't care how many times they've been here. I don't care how many times they won it. They haven't seen a team like this.
Why he get the dramatic music, though?
Because
understand.
He's the story of the season.
I'm just saying.
Plus, you hear that message, they can't bleep with us.
Why can't Jalen get the dramatic music? Why can't he get the heart strings, tugging at the heart strings music? No, that was deep, though. And in those meetings, usually when stuff like that happens, man, it's hard to sleep after. It is hard
to
sleep.
Up?
Because you're ready to go. You're ready to play the game right now. And to hear some of that, like, the testimonial that Jalen gave, that to me was the most powerful. It's because that's believing in yourself, in essence. All the obstacles that you faced in life to be in that, to win the game the way that he won it, yeah, that was powerful. That was real powerful.
So watching this, we're going to play a couple more here, but seeing this and then seeing the mic'd up on NFL Network, the one word I would use to describe what they were, or two words I'd say, supremely confident. Like, you just felt it watching the mic'd up. You hear it in these speeches. They were ready. They thought it's, you know, there's that fine line between delusion and confidence, and they were totally confident they were better. Like,
no,
you
they
could,
knew
you,
it. You could, you
felt
couldn't,
it.
You couldn't tell them that they weren't the best team out there.
It was
on Sunday.
You got that vibe in the mic'd up too when you heard them talking to each other before the game. The Eagles are preaching like, dominate this, like, dominate that team.
Don't
go kick the rest.
Dominate.
The Chiefs are like, just find a way to win. That's what we've been doing all year. Like, they were like hoping that they could miraculously pull out a win. Eagles were like, go in there and show you're the better team.
It's almost like sometimes we do shows and we have topics here before a big game. Do you expect to win or do you hope to win? I think the way Kyle framed it, listening to the mic'd up and some of these, the Chiefs hoped to win, thought they might, could, whatever. The Eagles expected to win. And you heard it throughout. All right, so we heard from Jalen Hurts, his speech to the team before Super Bowl 59. We heard from Saquon Barkley. Let's hear from Lane Johnson, because Lane kind of summed up how long they've been waiting to get back at this Chiefs team.
Yeah, we were here a couple years ago. I feel like we were a little bit over emotional. I think the thing we need to focus on offensively is
They're a finesse team. They're going to try to junk up and f*** up our points because man for man, they're not going to let us just tee off on them because they will get f***ed up. And they're going to get f***ed up tomorrow. So just remember them f***ing shirts they had on their parade a few years ago. Keep that in mind as y'all keep f***ing annihilating his ass tomorrow.
Boom.
Need that right there.
Boom.
Boy.
So that he's right, referencing, what did the Chiefs wear 2 years ago?
They didn't give up any sacks.
Zero sacks, put it on a t-shirt was the thing.
Yeah, and Lane made sure those defensive linemen
that
remember
that. That was annoying, too.
Yeah, well, I think that's why if you watch the mic'd up, you see Sirianni counting the sacks as they happen.
Like, did you like that, by the way?
That was pretty cool. Actually, I did like it. Because I was doing the same thing in my living room. Like, I'm counting, like, they've gotten him, how many times? Like, four or five now?
Yeah, he had a long day, bro.
Because he never gets sacked that many times. So, I did like that one. As a Sirianni guy, I did appreciate
that's,
it.
Yeah, that's,
all right, cool. Let's end with CJG. GJ, who's always good in front of a mic. Here was CJ GJ night before the Super Bowl.
It's emotional for me to be here.
Man, get the dramatic music.
Everyone but Jalen did.
Yeah.
Hey, legacy, though. Simple. Bro, y'all been through a lot of shit, bro. We ain't gotta say shit, we win it.
Church,
because our story gonna tell itself, bro. I get emotional because I know we all winners, bro. Why not have a chance to express that on the biggest stage of them all?
It was kind of church music, except the pastor was cursing over and over.
Organ.
Yeah, that organ music is like a lot.
So, who's your favorite one, Jalen?
Jalen, by far. I mean, I got
you the petty for you.
Well,
yeah.
It's. Do you know how long like? How long that petty has been festering?
7 years, 8 years?
At least.
Yeah.
That's what makes it so great is because, you know how when somebody says they forgive and forget? No, they forgive. They'd be damned if I forget, though. That's what drove him.
Yeah.
Like, that's the type of stuff that drives people. You know, like, kind of like when, you know, your friends say you got T-Rex arms and you try to, you know, you don't never forget them comments like that. When somebody say you built like a T-Rex.
Someone called you old.
Or yeah, them old comments. You know, you don't really trip on them, but you remember them.
And they stick.
They did. When you get when your moment comes, you remind them, you know.
So for the record, you weren't hurt when Kyle called you old?
No, not at all.
Yeah,
you're talking about it. But listen, y'all don't understand. You're talking about $250 million later. You are the second time you're at the Super Bowl. You bring up the fact that you were benched in a college game. That's a level. That's Super Saiyan petty.
So did we learn today that money doesn't fix petty?
No, it doesn't. It just makes it more. It makes you more petty.
Because you would think, like, at this point, Jalen is better than Tua. He's made a lot of money.
No, but
he's
now
in a Super
you know.
Bowl again. Doesn't
sometimes,
matter.
Sometimes when you know... When you're petty, you got to let people know you petty. You got to just let it. Like, every now and then I will take the high road, but every now and then I remind myself.
That's why Hugh took the job on this show. You got 4 hours a day to be petty.
4 hours. Best job on the planet, baby.
Lane's was pretty petty, too.
It was.
I did like hearing that stuck with them, the T-shirts. Like, they remembered that. And, like, for Lane, an offensive lineman, to remind the defensive lineman how they felt seeing that.
It went even. So, I remember we had the discussion after the title games. Is it better that it's the Chiefs? Did you want the Chiefs? They did.
I mean, you could feel it. Now, we know for a fact it is.
Yeah, like, I'm sure they would have been confident and all that if they played the Bills. They would have beat them, too, because they were the best team. But there was something extra just to stick it to the Chiefs and not let them have a three-peat. 215-592-9494. Let's grab Terrence in Springfield. Hey, Terrence.
Dude, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
Hey, Terrence. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, I like all them things, man. It was great watching them videos over the last couple of days, man. And the thing that stuck out to me most, man, was how all of them, you heard that they were ready to dominate on all their voices. And my thing is, it was a sack party, man. They had a sack party, and I saw Sirianni counting them. But my thing is, Joe, like you said, you heard the dominance in the Eagles' voice, but they cut to the Chiefs' sideline, and all you hear, I think it was Justin Reed saying, "Oh, the Patriots did it. Didn't they come back?" I'm like, bro, you're not the Patriots. You ain't the Patriots. The Patriots did it. I'm like, when I saw that, I said, that's a sign of desperation. Him asking his coach, and his coach like, "Yeah, so you're the Patriots did it. Who cares what the Patriots did? You're getting stumped out 24-0, and you talk about what the Patriots did." It's about what you're going to do. Y'all got your asses handed to y'all.
They were grasping for straws, Terrence. As
they
the second half of that mic'd up went on, you could tell they were so defeated. Mahomes started like sighing on the sidelines. They were done.
Yeah,
man, that was a beat down, man. And I want to touch on the Phillies real quick before I talk about Kellen. For the Phillies, I feel like, listen, you cannot fix hitting. I don't care where you move, swerve in the lineup. It all comes down to what you're going to do in the playoffs, what you're doing in the biggest moments. You got to hit the damn ball. You got to change your approach to the plate. You can flip-flop. You can switch around. And my thing is, what was this adjusting from Topper back in these playoff series? Why weren't you switching these lineups back then when you were blowing series? When was that happening? So my thing is, you gotta like you said, Joe. It's hard to change a hitters when they this old in their career to change their approach. But you gotta try to do something. I know they're trying to shake it up. They're trying to shake the lineup up. But come on, man. Like if you guys want to win, you gotta at the end of the day, you gotta hit the ball.
Well, yeah, Terrence, and this is the reality of it. The lineup construction is way less important than what they do. I mean, you could bat Trey Turner 1-3-7. He's got to be better at the plate. Like that's their thing. And is there an optimal way to do it? Yeah, we're going to find out if they find that. But they got to be better when the games start. Andy's at Deptford. Hey, Andy.
Fellas.
Andy, hey, what's up, buddy?
We live. We hot. What's good, man? How you guys doing?
How you doing?
We're good. We're great, Andy. We're talking about a team coming off a Super Bowl. Andy, what's on your mind? What are you feeling?
I'll tell you what. This is a great time. A phenomenal time to be an Eagles fan. I mean, you're looking at the greatest run probably ever in Eagles history. We got a quarterback, 49-27 as a starter, 2 Super Bowls, he won one, 1 MVP. Forget about the greatest Eagle quarterback all time, which he is. This guy's on a Hall of Fame trajectory career. You got Howie Roseman, been to 3 Super Bowls, won one. Right?
1-2.
That guy's a Hall of Fame GM.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
What GM goes to a Super Bowl and then rebuilds a whole new team and goes to another Super Bowl and wins it?
Well, how about this, Andy? He won 2 Super Bowls and each of them a different quarterback and a different coach. I mean, that does not happen very often.
And different linemen,
yep,
too. I mean, the whole O-line was pretty much different.
Yeah, except Lane. Yep, all different.
Except Lane. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, everybody sweats Kelce. I mean, look at Cam Jurgens. Comes in there, doesn't miss a beat. Kelce who? Right? We got the owner, Hall of Fame owner. I mean, and you know what? All the midget fans, all those stinking Giants, Cowboys fans in the Northeast, like, this team ain't going nowhere no time soon. No time soon. So it's great to see a guy like Jalen had to deal with so much adversity, so much haters, even on this airwaves, the morning show, the 2-5 show besides Ike. Them guys love hating on this quarterback. And you know what? All he does is, like you're saying, Hugh, he puts that in that motivational tank, right? And he just comes out firing. Everybody says, what's he elite at? This, that, and the third. He's an elite winner. And you know, he gets the job done. Hall of Fame trajectory quarterback, top 5 quarterback. I mean, Saquon Barkley, not only a phenomenal running back, but what a great guy.
I know, like, and a leader, and a leader. Andy, Andy, good phone calls. So I didn't. That's the one part of that I didn't realize they were getting. I mean, you heard it all week last week in the mic'd up stuff. They said he healed them. I mean, like they said, his leadership changed his franchise. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, your phone calls here. Is losing Kellen Moore a big deal? I say yes. Hugh doesn't. Phillies, your first take on the idea of them changing the lineup. It certainly seems like we're headed that way. Turner 1, Harper 2, Boehm 3, Schwarber 4. What do you guys think? And we'll take a trip down there. Well, Devin Caney literally has. We'll talk to Devin, who is in Clearwater next, about the Phils, what she's seeing as spring training has arrived. All coming up on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. March is almost here, and college basketball is reaching its most exciting stretch of the season. Right now, new customers on FanDuel get $150 of bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's $150 extra bucks bet on everything from the conference clash to the tournament upsets and even who's cutting down the nets. I got 3 futures for you for the Final Four this year. St. John's, Michigan, Maryland. I like them all. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, there's no better time. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you'll get paid instantly. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Get in on the college hoops action before March takes over. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow. tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.